What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
And now there's a huge argument here between Mike Estabrook, the home plate umpire, and Walker Buehler. And Walker Buehler just got run! The pitch was absolutely a strike in any world where they play baseball, yet it was called the ball. And now Alex Cora is out in front of home plate arguing with Mike Estabrook, picking up the cause for Walker Buehler, who hops down the Red Sox steps in the first base dugout, tosses his hat, and he has been run from this game.
What a joke. What a joke. You cannot eject a starting pitcher this early in the game. That's a joke, especially since he missed it. I don't care what magic word Buehler said. That is absurd. And now Alex will get run, and he'll get his money's worth. That is absolutely embarrassing from Mike Estabrook.
I think I know Will's answer to the question I was about to ask. Who's the bigger a-hole, the ump last night, Mike Estabrook or Walker Buehler? I think Will just answered that one.
Mike Estabrook is. Not even close, Jones. Not even close. The umpires or the refs, you should be able to say whatever you want to them.
They are
subhuman in my eye. They're there to call balls and strikes, do nothing. Nobody goes to see them. Nobody cares about them. You can't hit them. And you can't spit on them.
Right.
So, Robbie Alomar, listen up. You can't spit on the umpire. You can't push and shove the umpire.
Uh-huh.
But you should be able to tell them whatever you want, as long as you're not really delaying the game, because that's also an important part of this. You got to keep the game moving a little bit. But he missed an obvious call, and then he gets super defensive because I think he knew he missed the call. So then he's like, oh, you're out of here. And
well,
there's like that clip of him being like, get on the mound.
That's not what happened. Yeah. No, what happened is he goes, enough out of you.
Enough.
Anything else and you're out. And then Buehler said more and he's out.
Yeah.
So like,
how about call it correctly?
Well, fine. He should have gotten the call right.
Yeah.
And was he overzealous ripping his mask off and coming out from behind? Yeah.
Yes.
That's the thing, though.
Like, keep the mask on.
He challenged him, basically.
Okay. But he
was a tough guy? What are you, an umpire? You're a tough guy now?
Okay. But he also warned him a whole bunch. And it's like, hey, anything else out of you, you're gone. It's not like he didn't say that. And Walker Buehler decided to say more. You can clearly hear that.
You're taking the umpire side on this?
You can clearly hear that on, what was it, the Orsillo call last night.
Yeah.
You can clearly hear it.
Back in the building.
Yeah. On the catcher's cam there.
Yeah.
Where he says, stay on the mound, he warned him.
He was on the mound when he said that.
Okay.
He goes, get on the mound.
But
I'm on the mound.
Fine.
I can't pull over any further.
I've
already pulled over.
Here you go.
Hey, get back on the mound.
Get back
on the
mound.
It goes right down the middle.
Yeah.
I would like a strike, please.
Yeah, and then Buehler kept going. Like, how many warnings can I give you?
Buehler runs a little hot, and he should. The athlete should be able to run a little bit hotter than the umpire.
Buehler's a moron.
Not a moron.
He left the bullpen out to dry last night.
Man.
He's lucky that the bullpen came through for him.
The bullpen was great. It was nails.
He's a moron.
The Mets can't hit.
They had nobody in the bullpen. He's lucky they got bailed out by the bullpen last night.
No, this is an umpire
issue.
Pushing
it that much in your first start back is moronic.
This
is
umpires.
Even if the ump is acting like a clown.
Clown.
Even if he
tough
is.
Tough guy. What, do you want to fight about it?
He was also mad because Lindor leaned into the pitch he got hit on.
What? Okay, but he hit him. What?
Lean into it, though.
You can't lean into it.
Okay, but
that was a strike. Call another strike.
But do you want to stay in the game? Do you want to let your whole team down? And do you want to fight the umpire?
I would like to fight the umpire, yes. I personally would like to fight the umpire, but I also think there should be robot umpires. I think all the umpires should be gone. I think they should all find other things to do.
This would solve that.
There needs robot umpires because the robot umpire would just be like, wouldn't talk back to you, wouldn't storm towards the mound, wouldn't remove his mask, wouldn't threaten to fight you like he's this big tough guy that everybody at Fenway Park is there to see.
AI these days, who knows? They might actually. They might evolve into
that. Yeah, good.
But starting now.
Some of these droids in Star Wars, K2SO, front kick right to the chest. It'd be trouble for Walker Buehler. But no, I'm always on the side of the player. Always, always, always on the side of the player.
Yeah.
It wasn't like this big delay game. He's just kind of yelling at him a little bit, like, move on. And then obviously Cora comes out there to defend his pitcher, and at that point he kind of had to do what he did.
You hit a guy and you're walking guys. That's not the umpire's fault. And so he missed a call. That does happen. The ump's acting like a clown. You said your piece when he warns you and says, I'm about to throw you out. When the bullpen got used up yesterday and it's your first start back.
I disagree.
Use your brain. He didn't use his brain last night.
The umpire just needs to shut up, listen to it, get behind the catcher, and get ready to go. There's a pitch clock, right?
Uh-huh.
There's a pitch clock.
Yep.
So if he's crouched down behind Narvaez, best catcher in baseball, by the way.
Yeah.
Get to him. But he just needs to get ready. And if Buehler is futzing around on the mound, guess what? That's going to click all the way down. That's a ball, and we keep moving. He can talk about thin-skinned. Like,
Buehler might support the team, because without that, the bullpen phone doesn't get destroyed.
Well,
now
good
they
point.
Don't have another cell.
Now, now they're rallying around the bullpen phone.
Now, look, if Buehler knew what he was doing by getting his manager kicked out, brilliant move
He's
by
like,
Buehler.
Guys, I'm going to take the hit here.
Guys,
I'm going down just so Cora can leave.
Guys, we're better without Alex Cora. It was 0-0 at this point. They go on. They score two runs. They really pour it on, Keith.
Yeah.
And they win over the Mets.
They doubled their lead with another long dong.
Again, without Alex Cora. While Cora's smashing bullpen phones, which is a rallying cry for the team now.
Yeah, they're looking good. This might be the series that turns the season around.
It could be.
Because Cora wasn't there.
Yeah, I mean, if Cora decides to stay away, then quite possibly, Because I'll tell you again, Vasquez used the bullpen great again. I mean, he was forced into it.
Yeah, he kind of had to.
But he did the same thing again last night. He wasn't giving guys full innings. He was pulling guys in the middle of innings. Yeah. He was playing matchups. He was good again.
He was excellent.
And the team won again.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
By the way, I saw this from Lou. Lou says he's going to let Garrett Crochet take all the pitches he wants today. He said pitch count form is 187, which feels maybe a bit high.
187, I think, is the police signal for murder.
Well, this is true. Was that intentional or unintentional? I don't know.
I think it was intentional.
But you're going to let Garrett Crochet go. You need Garrett Crochet to go deep into the
game
today.
You think that lady's going to be crocheting in the outfield? You see that thing?
I didn't.
Yeah.
In his last start?
Yeah. No. There's a lady. They were telling a story. I think MLB had it where she crochets in the outfield during every crochet start.
Nice. No other day to do it.
I don't know what she does on the Dick Fit starts. Probably something different. I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know.
She probably crochets is what I imagine. It seems like her hobby. She probably crochets.
No. It's once every 5 days, she Garrett crochets out there in the outfield. Yeah, look at Terp has it. Terp has we got a video on there, Terp. Yeah, that lady.
Oh, the crochet lady. Good.
She crochets. She's out there in the outfield.
Nice.
I don't know if they sent her that jersey that she's wearing. Probably. Red Sox send everybody jerseys. And she's just there. She crochets during the games. It's a nice little thing.
Oh, that's nice. That's a fun little thing she's got going on. Good for her. Yeah. That's a good bit.
It's not bad.
Can I hear? I did think Walker Buehler made a decent point after the game. Can I just hear Walker Buehler? Because we did get a response from the umpires after this. This is Buehler after he got tossed stupidly last night.
I'm not going to talk about what he did or didn't do. I don't think it's my place. Obviously, those guys don't get interviewed, and we do. So I'm not going to talk on his side of it. Obviously, for me, it kind of spiraled a little bit, and I said some things that he thought I shouldn't have said and whatnot. So, you know, at the end of the day, putting our team in a position like that is the only thing I really regret about that situation.
Okay, so
a little quicker than you think it normally be for starting pitcher.
Not my call.
Was that a quicker hook than normal was the question there, I think, from Cotillo. So he
felt like a quick hook.
He said he's not apologizing for anything he said to the ump. He made that clear.
Good.
But he also said,
ground, Walker.
We have to talk after the game. They don't. Fair point. There was a pool report with Laz Diaz, who's the crew chief, but not with Mike Estabrook.
He stinks, too.
He does stink.
Yeah, no, he's not good.
He was holding Cora back, though.
He said the following.
He was basically like, do you have it?
Yeah, okay. He can say stuff on the mound, but once he comes off the mound, he's leaving his position to argue balls and strikes. Once you leave your position to argue balls and strikes, it's an immediate ejection. So that's Laz Diaz's explanation.
Yeah, they're always going to side with the other umpires.
Yeah. And it's fair to say that Mike Estabrook didn't have to talk after the game. And Walker Buehler has to go face the music, and he gets asked about it and baited into questions about whether or not he thinks the umpire made the right call, which had cost him money.
Just another example of why we need the robots.
Mm.
They're coming.
Well, the robots,
they're not going to toss anybody.
Well, how would you do that?
You wouldn't.
You argue balls and strikes with the robot.
Hey, come on. Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be amazing. Alex Cora comes running out, kicking Dermot on the umpire.
Terminator. They were literally tossed.
It's a good point. That's a good point.
You'd be pretty dumb to do that.
All your thoughts on this situation last night. Red Sox win again without Alex Cora. Do the math there on your own time. Who's the bigger a-hole? Was it Walker Buehler or the ump?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.